Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, we have had gracious, amazing folks who own businesses who have stepped up, even when they're struggling, to help other people and doing amazing things. I got a call yesterday from Joe Porco, who's from a really renowned bakery called the Lincoln Bakery in Bellevue, and they do amazing stuff, delicious. And he wanted to help. Now, if anyone out there owns a business, you know what the struggle's like right now. But Joe said, heck with it. I got to help regardless. And I wanted to snag him live this morning to talk about what he's offering up, which I find to be so cool. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Good morning, Marty. How are you?
Fantastic. Joe, in your career, in the time that you've owned this amazing bakery, have you ever seen anything like this, sir?
Absolutely not. I never thought I'd see anything like this in my life.
No way, Joe. How has this affected your business?
Well, it's affected it tremendously. I mean, we've been closed. We only opened this week just because it's Easter week, and I do all my own chocolate, so I wanted to try to sell some of this chocolate at a discounted price this week, 25% off all chocolate, all candy.
Tell our listeners about the history of your bakery, the Lincoln Bakery, sir.
Well, my father-in-law and mother-in-law opened it up in 1945.
Wow.
I started to work for him in 1978, and I've been here for 40-some years now, and 1990 I bought them out, and we've been here ever since, and this year we'll be celebrating 75 years in August.
That's amazing. So this has you thinking, and tell our listeners what you're thinking, and I find it to be so generous and so kind, Joe.
Well, I wanted to offer for all first responders, all healthcare workers. I have a wife that retired after 42 years of nursing. My son is a physical therapist. I have two daughter-in-laws that are pharmacists, so I understand the field. And I thought, well, I'd like to offer $20 worth of chocolate in a whole nut roll, which we make in-house.
Nice.
And we sell quite a few of them to the first 100 first responders and healthcare workers that come up to the bakery. We will be set up outside, and I'll have a tent and bags that they can just pull up, show ID. So, you know, we're giving it to the right people, and so we want to give it away.
That's a wonderful gesture, Joe. When do you plan on doing this, sir? When would you like to do this?
I want to do it Thursday from noon to 2. Obviously, if we give 100 bags away before 2, you know, it would be the first 100 people to come out.
This is the Bellevue Bakery. It's 543 Lincoln Avenue in Bellevue. Their baked goods are renowned. Joe, you make this chocolate yourself, my man?
I do. I do it all myself. I have the girls wrap it in that, but I dip it all myself in-house.
Joe, when this hit, what was the first thing that hit you? Uh-oh, here it goes.
Yes, it's obviously everybody's in the same situation, so it's not good for anybody. And it was, we tried to stay open for couple of days, but you know, it's just not worth it. And I didn't want to put my employees or customers in that situation. So we decided to close, but this week we've decided just to open for Easter and try to, you know, sell some chocolate. And obviously any pre-orders will have a pickup window that are prepaid that they could come, just come up and pull up front and we'll hand it out the window to them.
This is Joe Porco with the Bellevue Lincoln Bakery. It's 543 Lincoln Avenue in Bellevue. The Lincoln Bakery, 543 Lincoln Avenue in Bellevue. Hey, Joe, kind of give us the details again for folks that are just tuning in. You're going to do this Thursday from noon to 2, right?
Correct. First 100 cars that pull up that show ID, whether they're a healthcare worker or first responder, we'll give away $20 worth of chocolate plus a whole nut roll, which is about another $15. So it's about $35 worth of product.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Away to each.
And so everybody that pulls up, you don't have to get out of your car, right, Joe?
No. I will be set up out front personally. They'll just pull up and show us their ID, and we'll hand them a bag. Everything will be in a bag, ready to go.
You know, Joe, you're kind of like me. I have so many family members affected. A brother that sells medical supplies, medical procedure parts, medical devices, whatever you want to call them. I have a sister in quarantine. She has two daughters that are nurses. My next door neighbor's a doctor right in this middle of it. My on the other side of me is a heart surgeon right in the middle of it. So you have an affinity towards these folks that are right in the middle of this battle, do you not, sir?
Yes, I do. Like I said, with my wife being a retired nurse and my son a physical therapist and two daughter-in-laws as pharmacists, yeah, I'm right in the middle of it.
Joe Porco from Lincoln Bakery. All right, folks, as a reminder, Thursday, noon to 2, 543 Lincoln Avenue in Bellevue. 543 Lincoln Avenue in Bellevue. Joe has several $1,000 worth of chocolate. He certainly doesn't want to throw it away. And he's going to give away as much as he can to first responders, to nurses, doctors, anyone working in a nursing home, cops, firefighters, anyone that's in the thick of it. Right, Joe?
Yes, sir.
All right, my man. We'll be talking to you. I'm going to probably snag you again for a few minutes tomorrow just to remind people. All right, buddy?
That'll be great, Marty. I appreciate it.
All right, my friend. Thank you. What a fabulous, kind gesture. Kind of spread the word. I'll put it on Facebook. I'll mention it to folks at the other stations and TV stations and my man Colin Dunlap at The Fan. So, the Lincoln Bakery, Bellevue, okay? 543 Lincoln Avenue in Bellevue, Thursday, noon to 2 o'clock. Free chocolates and baked goods for the first 100 folks who are in the thick of this, the first responders and the healthcare workers. Just show your ID, get the bag. You don't have to get out of your car. How about that? That's noon to 2, Lincoln Bakery in Bellevue. Great gesture, Joe. Thank you.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.